Florida Governor Rick Scott said today that he supports raising the minimum age to buy a gun from 18 to 21 and would back a ban on bump stocks. And President Trump told a group of conservatives that he supports giving guns to some teachers in schools. But earlier in the day, the president said this about the armed school resource officer in Parkland, Florida, who did not intervene to stop the gunman responsible for killing 17 people on campus.
That's a case where somebody was outside. They're trained. They didn't react properly under pressure, or they were cowards. It was a real shot to the police department.
Joining us now is Herman Lopez, a senior reporter for Vox who's covered gun legislation for years. Herman, welcome.
Hi.
And given what we know about this armed deputy that was at Stoneman Douglas High School but did not act to stop the gunman, how much of a difference would it make to, as President Trump is suggesting, armed teachers in schools?
Yeah, there have actually been a few simulations, right, and studies where they essentially look at how people react in these kinds of environments, these mass shooting or other criminal environments. And what you generally see is that people panic. A lot of the times, they quite frankly just don't react in time. And in these simulations, they get shot before they shoot anybody else. So it's not really that surprising that this would happen. That seems to be what happened with this deputy, in that he just did not react for as long as 6 minutes. And there's also FBI data that speaks to this. About almost half of cases where law enforcement responds to an active shooting scenario, they get injured or killed. And these are people who are really trained to do this full time. And even they have a pretty high injury rate as a result. So, there's good reason for people to be panicking in these situations.
Just in the midst of the chaos, it's very difficult to get your gun, aim it perfectly, and hit your target while they may be shooting at you.
Right. I mean, if you talk to people who train like officers in this stuff, they will tell you, yeah, there's this perception that this works like a video game. But no, life is not like that. There's adrenaline pumping. There's fear. There's like you might not be that accurate of a shot in the first place. And all of that creates problems.
Another proposal coming from the Trump White House is to raise the age limit to buy a gun. The shooter in this case was 19 years old. Would that make a difference?
I mean, it would have made it impossible for him to legally purchase this weapon within Florida, at least, right? So maybe he wouldn't have actually obtained the gun that he used to actually carry out the shooting. But when you look more broadly about that, I mean, it's essentially a change that is so small in the grand scheme of things. In terms of like, I mean, could he have traveled to another state to obtain the firearm? Could other people just travel across state lines to obtain firearms if they're 19 or whatever? And also, in general, there's just a question of like how much these bans that target specific assault weapons might have an effect just because people can travel across state lines.
Well, and in fact, the Washington Post has compiled a database of 150 mass shootings since 1966. They were not gang-related, and they were carried out by a lone shooter, and the data show that more than 85% of the shooters were over the age of 21.
Yeah, that's right, and that opens the question of, like, just how effective can this specific proposal be, not just for mass shootings, but also more broadly. A lot of crime in the U.S. is driven by handgun shootings and those other kinds of weapons, so it's not totally clear that stopping someone from buying this kind of weapon, especially with such a limited age restriction, would make a huge dent in U.S. gun violence overall.
Another proposal that President Trump has gotten behind is better background checks. I wonder what you think of that. What could we be doing to make the background checks better, and would that make more of a difference?
So in general, if you actually did universal background checks, there's good research that suggests that would have an impact. Missouri in particular had a law where they had universal background checks essentially for handguns. And in 2007, they repealed the law, and you saw an immediate increase that year in gun homicides, particularly gun homicides. Other kinds of homicides, non-firearm homicides, did not increase. So that suggests that, yes, there is some effect attached to these universal background checks. But the thing with what Trump has proposed, so far the White House has only clarified that he supports one bill working through the Senate right now, which would only encourage states and federal agencies to do better reporting to the background check system. But that's a far cry from actually making every gun sale require a background check, which is simply not the case in the U.S. right now.
One more thing President Trump is talking about, and that is banning bump stocks. This is what was used in the Las Vegas attack to turn a semi-automatic weapon into basically an automatic weapon. Would that do much to deter shootings?
I mean, in the case of Florida, it would have done nothing, right? Because this guy did not use a bump stock. I mean, these are devices that can make guns deadlier. So presumably, if you limit access to them, if you ban them altogether, that will make it harder to carry out. I mean, the Las Vegas shooting was the deadliest in U.S. history. It was like the amount of people who were injured is in the hundreds. It was a truly horrific event. And presumably it would have helped there. But when you start looking at, well, mass shootings are only a small percent of overall U.S. gun deaths, and you start asking, like, how many people actually use bump stocks, there's a good question of, like, how big of an effect would such a mild measure like this one actually have?
That's Herman Lopez, who's a senior reporter with Vox. Herman, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.